What does it mean to have this event in this community? It's like the largest event like this.
Yes.
Am I mistaken saying in the Midwest?
You're not mistaken. If you're talking Iowa, you're talking Colorado, you're talking Kansas, you're talking Missouri, you're talking Minnesota, there's nothing like it.
Yeah.
Right?
So yeah.
Span out 5, 6, 7, 8 states. There's nothing like it. It's amazing. One, it is an amazing ode to like the very diverse African demographics that we have here. Uh-huh. We have a ton of Africans born in the continent who live in Nebraska to begin with. But we also have a lot of African diaspora, right? So people who are descendants of people from Africa, whether it's the Caribbeans or it's, you know, just everyone who's here. And so to be able to celebrate culture and bring it and the cultural heritage conversation that goes in. I told someone the other day, I was like, you know, during the pandemic, I think we took things for granted before, but now after the pandemic coming together and especially coming together the way we are in such huge numbers to have amazing times, food, dance, things that bring people together. You will never literally find another experience like this.
I think we have someone joining us now.
Ah, Tammy.
Ah, hey.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome. We're so excited to have you here. So excited to talk with you. You're in Omaha. You're here. You're ready to go.
Yes, ready to go.
Let's go. Let's get after it. What can we expect from your show?
Just good, pure energy straight from the motherland. I bring joy. I bring happiness. And I guess I'm also bringing lots of vibes.
That's all we can ever ask for. Lots of joy, lots of happiness, lots of vibes.
Yes, definitely. It's always beautiful to spread the gospel. You know, my music is a message. And I'm always very excited when I can come to places and actually meet people that love me and can pay to come see me. That's a big deal, you know. Not a lot of people get that in their lifetime. And it's something I'm very grateful for. I don't take for granted at all. I'm happy to see them tomorrow. And I'm willing to just give it all on the stage just for them.
I can feel how good your spirit is. Being able to see that on the stage, that's going to impact people here and how special that is.
Yeah, for the fans that are here and get to experience you in the flesh, you know, they've seen you all over YouTube and now they're expecting big things, you know, to see you in person. And I love how you don't take this for granted. And it sounds like you're fired up and ready to go.
Yes, yes, yes. Always ready to go. I mean, it's my gift. It's my calling. And every time I'm called upon to present that to the world, you know, I do it diligently and excitingly and happy, ready to. And I just don't sing and perform. I sing to people's souls because some people might never get to see you again. That's just that one chance to have the opportunity and every opportunity for you to showcase yourself and your talent. No matter how big I become, even when I start selling out 190,000 capacity stadiums, I always pray to God that I never forget the little times and the humble beginnings. So I take every performance very seriously. I'm so excited to just give it all. Oh. With the sweat and blood and tears and everything.
Yeah, I mean, they all mix together at some point. Doesn't even matter. Yeah. And that's, yeah, I mean, but seriously, like maybe one of those days, maybe not to wear mascara. But every experience, it's different for you, but for people who are there, and it means something different.
You're going to be hearing real African percussions, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm bringing the roots to Nebraska.
Are there going to be any surprises while you're on stage?
I can't tell you that. The thing about me is I always put my people on, you know, like this upcoming artist. I was once upcoming, you know, everybody was once upcoming. And we need to shine light to those people, give them an opportunity, you know, let people hear them, let people feel them, you know, for them to be able to perform on that big stage. So I flew one of my boys with me. His name is Lamy. He's going to be performing tomorrow with me. I'm going to bring him up on stage so people can just hear him, feel him, just get a little bit of who Lamy is. You know, just little things like that just go far to help push the culture.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. To be able to be in your position and be able to help bring up and coming artists, that's huge. And then people get to put an eye on them and get a feel for them and check out their music and, spread those good vibes. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So in my set, or before I get on stage, he'll probably, you know, do his thing, or I can bring him out, just whatever, to just help him get some visibility, because it's going to be thousands of people out there tomorrow. Even if 2 people hear your music, even if 3 people hear your music, it's something. I'm just coming out to have fun. I actually don't have anything in particular planned, because I feel like most times when things are planned, you don't allow the things that the universe has ordained for you to naturally happen. So I do my rehearsals, but when I'm on stage, I get in the spirit. It's like I'm high on something, you know? So it's like, I can't tell you this is what I'm going to do. You're just going to see me in my own element tomorrow. It's not something that somebody should tell you about. It's something you should experience. I'm a one of a kind where I'm from. Where I'm from, at my age, people are already telling you, go get married, you know, don't dress like this, your sexuality, just different things, you know? But I beat the odds and I've gone against the odds and I'm winning. You know, so it's a big deal to be able to tell women that you don't have to listen or bow down to the pressure that society sets for you. It's your life. You make the rules. As long as you're not killing nobody or breaking the law of the land, live in your own true self and be happy. Create happiness for yourself. You don't have to find love. Love will find you because you deserve it. Because if you have love in you, love attracts love. And so if you have love, love will find you. And that's what I just want to preach.
If there is a quote from this entire thing, I think that was just it. We are so, so lucky. And Omaha's really excited to have you here.
Thank you.